Hey friends, day four, talking about the life of Joseph in the Bible. Hope you've been enjoying yourself so far. I love telling the story of Joseph. So last time we were talking about Joseph, he was in the household of a guy named Potiphar. And Potiphar's wife just took Joseph's feet out from underneath him by accusing him of doing something that was, that he didn't do. So Joseph ends up in prison. Potiphar throws him into prison. And he's sitting in prison for 2 years. 2 years go by. And he's sitting in prison. And nothing is happening. I mean, we talk about how God was blessing him in prison and everything that he did was, it turned out well. And so people were noticing good things about Joseph. And then 2 years go by and then something really interesting happened. Do you remember how Joseph's brothers referred to him when he was still at home and he was coming to check on them in the fields that day? They called him the dreamer, right? Well, we see the dream thing come up again. There were two other guys in prison. The Pharaoh of Egypt had thrown two of his employees into prison. There was the cupbearer, who's the guy who held the cup for Pharaoh and didn't just hold the cup. And, you know, whenever he was thirsty, he said, you know, give me my water to drink or my wine or whatever. He was the guy, we think he was the guy who actually tasted the wine before it got to Pharaoh's mouth so that he could see if there was, you know, like if there was poison in it, it would kill that guy instead of killing Pharaoh. So I don't know if you'd like that job, but that was his job. But apparently the cupbearer made Pharaoh very angry, and so he sent him to prison. And then there was another guy, there was the baker, the guy who would just, you know, bake the meals for Pharaoh. Apparently he made Pharaoh very angry, and he got thrown into prison. So both these guys are in prison with Joseph. And Joseph wakes up one morning, and he can tell that both these guys are very upset. Like, something obviously happened. And he asks them, guys, what's going on? What happened? And they both said the same thing. I had a dream. And it's really upsetting me. It's really disturbing. And they told Joseph their dreams. And Joseph said, well, God's going to interpret those dreams for you. So let's interpret those dreams. So the cupbearer tells his dream, and Joseph says, oh, the meaning of your dream is really obvious. It's like 3 days from now, you're going to get your job back. Pharaoh's going to call you out of prison, and he's going to elevate you to your position again, and you're going to be the cupbearer for the Pharaoh, just like you were before. And the baker hears this, and he thinks, oh, well, man, that's great. I bet you my dream means the same thing. So he says, well, you know, let me tell you my dream. And he tells him his dream. And Joseph says, okay, well, here's the meaning of your dream. In 3 days, your life is going to change too. In 3 days, you're going to die. And the Pharaoh is going to take you out of prison, but he's going to have you killed. And both those things ended up happening. But before they ended up happening, you know, Joseph told them the meaning of the dreams. And he said, in 3 days, you know, those things are going to happen. He had a request of them. He said, don't forget about me. Please don't forget about me. I've been here for a long time. Maybe he told them the whole story. Maybe he didn't, but he did something good. Something, you know, something amazing, interpreting dreams. And he wanted someone to remember him. And so, I mean, really, he was asking the cupbearer because he was going to get his job back. And so 3 days goes by. The baker is taken out of prison and he's killed. And on the same day, the cupbearer he's taken out of prison and he gets his job back. And the first thing he did when he saw Pharaoh was not tell him about Joseph. He forgot. He forgot about him. I bet you he promised that he wouldn't. And he probably maybe even intended not to forget about him, but he did. And maybe you sometimes feel like somebody has forgotten about you. Maybe you feel like you just kind of get lost in the shuffle of life. Maybe you sometimes wonder if God has forgotten about you. Now, God promises in his word, he promises in the Bible that he won't. There's even a Bible passage that compares God's attention that he gives to you to a mother's attention for her child and says, though a mother might forget her child, and you might think, what mother is going to forget her child? But he says, you know, even though that's hardly possible because of how mothers love their children, if that would ever happen, maybe. But God will never forget about you. And the definitive proof that God will never forget about you is God hanging on a cross. The same day that God was thrown in prison and coming out of it, and he wasn't elevated in front of the Sanhedrin or the council or the rulers in the city of Jerusalem. He was executed. Jesus, the Son of God, was killed because he was thinking about you. That's God's sign that he will always remember you. And you might look at the story of Joseph and ask another question then. Well, if God always remembers us, if God always says he's going to be there for us, then what's up with Joseph? Because he did what he was supposed to do for Potiphar, and he got thrown into prison. He was faithful for 2 years in prison, and he interpreted the guy's dreams, and he just wanted them to remember him, and they didn't. So where is God remembering Joseph? We'll show you tomorrow. I'll see you then.